So, have you ever wondered why some homes stay comfortable year-round without traditional ductwork? Today, we're getting into mini-split systems, specifically for San Diego and El Cajon homeowners. And we've got someone here who's been in the HVAC trenches for years. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, mini-splits have really changed the game for San Diego homes, especially in areas like El Cajon, where you've got a mix of older properties and newer additions.
Right. Let's start with the basics. What exactly makes a mini-split different from, say, a traditional central air system?
Great question. A mini-split is a ductless system. You've got an outdoor unit connected to one or more indoor air handlers. No ducts means no energy loss from leaky ductwork, which is huge for efficiency. Plus, each indoor unit independently heats or cools a specific zone.
Zoned control. That sounds perfect for homes where different rooms have different needs. What about installation? I've heard it's less invasive.
Definitely. You only need a small hole, about 3 inches, to connect the indoor and outdoor units. Compare that to installing ductwork throughout an entire home. It's way less disruptive and often more cost-effective for homes without existing ducts.
Makes sense. Now, I know California has pretty strict regulations. How does that play into mini-split installations in El Cajon?
California requires permits for most professional installations. That includes airflow verification, inspection approval, and compliance with Title 24 energy efficiency standards. Some contractors skip permits to save time or offer lower prices, but that can lead to code violations, warranty issues, and even safety problems down the line.
Wow, that's a serious risk. So homeowners really need to make sure they're working with certified pros.
Exactly. And speaking of certification, top-tier contractors hold advanced certifications from major manufacturers like Mitsubishi Electric and American Standard. That reflects factory training and technical expertise, which directly impacts installation quality.
That's helpful. Let's talk sizing. I've heard that getting the right size system is critical.
It's one of the biggest mistakes we see. An oversized or undersized system can cause uneven temperatures, humidity problems, short cycling, poor efficiency, and a shorter equipment lifespan. Proper load calculations are essential. You have to consider home layout, insulation, sun exposure, and room size.
So it's more than square footage?
Absolutely. Two homes with similar square footage can need completely different systems. That's why an in-home evaluation is necessary to assess electrical capacity, placement options, line set routing, and drainage requirements. I remember one house in Point Loma where we quoted based on square footage alone, and when we got there, the sun exposure and insulation levels were completely different than expected. Total redesign.
That really drives home the importance of that site visit. Speaking of proper evaluation, that sets up our next topic on maintenance secrets. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're an El Cajon homeowner considering mini-split installation or maintenance, Point Loma Home Pros has been delivering expert HVAC, electrical, and plumbing services across San Diego since 1988. With diamond-level certifications and a focus on California code compliance, they provide professional mini-split solutions customized for your home's unique needs. Learn more at pointlomahomepros.com.
Picking up on that proper evaluation piece, how often should homeowners actually be maintaining their mini-split systems?
Generally, professional servicing once per year is the standard. But if you have pets, live near the coast, or use the system heavily, more frequent maintenance is a good idea.
What does that maintenance typically involve?
You're looking at filter cleaning, coil cleaning, condensate drain inspection, refrigerant evaluation, airflow testing, electrical checks, and overall system performance verification. Regular maintenance improves efficiency, maintains consistent temperatures, reduces breakdown risk, and extends equipment lifespan. In other words, keeping up with servicing protects your investment and keeps things running smoothly.
I see. Makes sense. Are there things homeowners can do themselves between professional visits?
Absolutely. Mini splits use reusable filters that should be cleaned monthly for best performance. It's simple. Just remove, rinse, dry, and reinstall. Keeping those filters clean makes a noticeable difference in airflow and efficiency.
That's practical advice. Now, let's talk about older homes. A lot of LKON properties are older. Are mini splits a good fit?
They're often the best solution. Many older homes in San Diego weren't designed for central HVAC and lack attic space or usable duct pathways. Mini splits require minimal structural modification, so you get modern comfort without major reconstruction.
That's huge. What about energy efficiency? Are mini splits expensive to run?
Typically, no. They use inverter technology, condition individual zones, and avoid duct losses. Many homeowners see lower energy usage compared to older systems. Of course, actual cost depends on insulation, home size, usage habits, and system sizing.
You know, one thing I've heard is that mini splits can be quieter than traditional systems. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. The compressor is located outside, and inverter technology reduces cycling noise. Indoor units operate at lower airflow speeds, so you get significantly quieter operation overall. Some clients joke they forget the system is even running.
That's a good problem to have. So to everyone listening, if you're thinking about upgrades or additions, mini splits sound like a versatile option. Can they actually heat and cool an entire home?
Yes. Multi-zone systems can heat and cool a whole home when designed correctly. The key is proper system sizing and placement, accounting for layout, insulation, sun exposure, and airflow patterns.
And placement matters for individual units too, right?
Absolutely. Placement directly affects airflow, comfort, efficiency, and even appearance. You need to consider room layout, furniture, ceiling height, sun exposure, and how the space is used. Poor placement can reduce performance even with premium equipment.
Let me share something. I had a friend who installed a unit right above a couch, and the airflow was constantly blowing on anyone sitting there. Total comfort disaster.
That's a perfect example. Strategic placement avoids those issues and ensures the system works as intended.
Before we wrap, let's touch on financing and rebates. Are there options for homeowners looking to invest in mini splits?
Yes, many contractors offer financing options, and there are often local rebates available through utilities or state programs. Mini splits qualify for energy efficiency incentives because they reduce consumption and support California's energy goals.
Long-term energy savings can really offset the initial investment, right?
Exactly. While mini splits typically have a higher upfront cost compared to traditional systems, the efficiency gains, lower operating costs, and available rebates often make them a smart financial choice over time.
This has been incredibly helpful. Any final advice for homeowners considering mini splits?
Do your homework. Work with certified professionals who follow California regulations. Get proper load calculations and prioritize quality installation. A well-designed, properly maintained system will serve you reliably for years.
Great takeaway. Thanks so much for joining us today and sharing these insights.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.